Former Florida Speaker of the House Marco Rubio announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate earlier this month. Rubio was in Tampa this past Friday night, appearing at a Hispanic Republican fundraiser. In the video announcing his candidacy, Rubio said he looked forward to talking about tax reform and not just tax cuts in his campaign. WMNF asked him if he is acknowledging that there's been too much emphasis on tax cuts by Republicans nationally in recent years.
Yeah, it's a tired rhetoric. Tax cuts is important, but it's not nearly as effective as tax reform. We have a broken tax system. And cutting taxes in a broken tax system is like chasing your tail. I mean, you're never going to catch it. And that's the problem we have. Our federal tax system needs to be reformed from the top down. I've always been a fan of the fair tax, but I could easily support a flat tax. No matter what, anything that improves this, it won't be hard to improve on this tax system because our current tax system is one that encourages companies to relocate jobs overseas. It encourages them to relocate their headquarters overseas. It discourages entrepreneurship and risk-taking, and worst of all, it's easily manipulated by people who can afford accountants and lawyers to find and create loopholes.
Let's talk about the Florida tax system, or just revenue system, as it were. You know, there was some talk about tax reform. We had the Budget Commission, a tax reform commission last year. A lot of people were disappointed by that. They thought there might be some new ideas coming out of that since they weren't subjected to, you know, going in front of the voters. Didn't happen. Do you think, Marco Rubio, that simply the sales tax, the way that we have our system right now, that that's a sufficient way to you know, get revenues to the state?
Well, first of all, when we talk at the state level, a lot of the people that are talking about tax reform, what they really mean is they want more revenue for government. And if that's what you want, just say, I want more revenue, because if you want more revenue, just raise the rates. But when they talk about tax reform, they're talking about a system that will produce more revenues. When I talk about tax reform, I'm talking about a system that's fair and doesn't discourage job creation. Because to me, any tax that discourages the creation of jobs and the taking of risk in an entrepreneurial manner is a bad tax system. So we have a sales tax system. I think the sales tax system works well because it creates a lot of revenue for government when people can afford to buy, and it decreases when people cannot. It reflects the ability of people to pay because it's based on consumption. What some people don't like are the exemptions that are built into the system. I think exemptions should be reviewed. I've never been against them. They tried to do it this year, and what you're going to find is that a lot of those exemptions were created to give Florida companies an advantage on competition against other states who would otherwise come and take them. So I've always said, okay, fine, go ahead and get rid of the exemptions, but then lower the tax rate, and then you get back into the revenue conversation. So other people really believe that we need to have a tax system that creates more revenue for government. And then that's just a philosophical difference, and that's a debate we can have, I suppose.
Speaking about philosophical differences, the stimulus plan that President Obama came out with, the Congress passed, all but only three Republicans, of course, in Congress supported that. Huge, right? $787 billion. Some in the House, Republicans in the House, they've suggested, you know, we don't need to do anything or freeze spending on a federal level except for defense and a couple other issues. What would Marco Rubio do if you were in the Senate, as it were, in the respect that some people say this is the worst financial crisis in 75 years and that we need to do something to jumpstart the economy? If not the federal stimulus plan, then what would you suggest should have been done?
And that's a great point, because I don't think the Republican position can simply be let's not do anything. I think the alternative to the Democrat plan should have been tax reform and a balanced budget amendment, a significant and real tax reform that would have sent the message to all the world that come to America, do business here, because all things being equal, people would rather be here doing business, but things are not equal. We have a high and burdensome corporate tax rate. We have a punitive rate on manufacturing. The cost of labor here is higher because of taxes. So I would hope that we would have significant tax reform. And balanced budget amendment is important, too. One of the things that really destabilizes our economy, especially going forward, is deficit spending. And both parties, Republicans and Democrats, are guilty of doing it. The Republicans started this deficit. The Democrats have put it on steroids. We need to get it under control. And only a balanced budget amendment in your Constitution will assure you of that.
So you weren't supportive of any type of stimulus spending? Maybe not as large as $787 billion, but something in that order?
The spending I always thought they should have done, certainly nothing close to $800 billion of money we don't have. That's what the stimulus package is. It's $800 billion of debt. That hasn't stimulated anything but our debt. I think if you were going to spend money, you should have spent it, for example, you should have gone to every unemployed person in America who had lost a job or were being transferred from one job to another and put them all back in school. Let's retrain an entire segment of our population, 2 or 3 million Americans back in community colleges and universities across the country with federal grants and stipends. That would have been cheaper than just basically doing this ridiculous plan that has saddled our children's generation with a debt they will struggle to pay off.